Good morning. There is a concept known as mitoich. Mitoich is that once the malacha is permitted for echol nefesh purposes, the malacha is permitted for other purposes as well, as long as it's a valid yomtiv need. That could be a valid yomtiv need either for the purpose of the person or even the purpose of a mitzvah, whether it's so that those are things a person needs to do, so those are going to be mutzer under the rule of mitoch shehutzeh l'tzarich echol nefesh, hojanami shelo l'tzarich echol nefesh. Once it's permitted for echol nefesh purposes, this malach is going to be permitted for other purposes as well. So I need to carry something, so I'm allowed to carry for echol nefesh purposes, even though there's no Erev. So it's like Shabbos, you can only carry on Yom Tov, but for the purpose of echol nefesh, you're allowed to carry. I need to make a fire. So I need to make a fire for echol nefesh purposes. That's permitted. Once I can make the malacha of hitzoah or the malacha of havara for echol nefesh purposes, so I can do the malacha of hitzoah or havara for non echol nefesh purposes. Let's say I would want to warm something up, not for the purpose of echol nefesh. I want to warm up some water, but to use it for other purposes. So, the same way it's permitted to do it for the purpose of echol nefesh, it's permitted to do it for other purposes. Actually, warming up water to wash your hands could be is a heter of echol nefesh. Echol nefesh just means hanas aguf. Could be considered part of echol nefesh. Just as parenthetically, but let's say other purposes, I want to warm it up to wash the dishes. That's not really echol nefesh. That's something else, but that's going to be permitted as well. One limitation: this heter echol nefesh is not permitted to do it for the weekdays. So I say, well, echol nefesh, I want to cook food on Yom Tov to have for the weekdays. So the heter of echol nefesh is only echol nefesh of Yom Tov itself. And similarly, the din of mitoich is only for needs which are true on Yom Tov itself. Furthermore, the malach cannot be done even on Yom Tov itself for the purpose of an animal. I cannot do malach on Yom Tov for an animal. The heter is only for lochem. Yes, sir, lochem has been done for you. You means not Klal Yisrael and not non-Jews. You means Klal Yisrael and not animals. So a person cannot heat up water on Yom Tov to give to a non-Jew, make him a cup of coffee. I cannot do that on Yom Tov. I cannot cook on Yom Tov for the purpose of a non-Jew. I cannot do Lisha on Yom Tov to mix up the food that I'm going to be feeding my animal. The last limitation on the lach of echol nefesh, it cannot be done for weekdays, it cannot be done for a non-Jew, it cannot be done for an animal. It has to be something that's called shavah lachol nefesh, that this is a need that you're using it for, which is considered a universal type of a need. But the type of a need would be very specific, that only certain types of individuals, which are more sensitive, have that type of need. So that's not permitted under the rule of echol nefesh. So the Mar gives an example. Certain people are very sensitive to smell, and they would burn incense, take spices and put it on coals to make a nice smell in the home. Whereas most people do not have that need, so that is going to be prohibited under the malacha of havora. You're making a fire. We prohibited under the malach of bishul. You're cooking something. There is a certain amount of kibui involved in it. When you put it on the coals, it for a moment it darkens the coals. So there are various different malachas involved in this process, but it's not going to be permitted, because since only people which are very sensitive have that need. We'll see later on in the discussion, is refuah considered a davar shavah l'chol nefesh? It's only for people which are ill. But on the other hand, the need of being healthy is a universal need. not everybody is sick, but everybody has a need to be healthy. So how do we look at refuah? Is refuah considered shavu kol nefesh or not? That's a discussion, and we'll talk about that. So again, just to review quickly, so the limitations on kol nefesh, we have a concept of mitoich, which expands kol nefesh, that it's not only specifically for food purposes, it's for other purposes as well. Possibly washing is considered oichel nefesh itself, not mitoich. But then we have limitations on both oichel nefesh and other tzrachim. It has to be something which is for the day of Yom Tov itself. It cannot be for a non-Jew, it cannot be for an animal. It has to be something which is shavu l'chol nefesh. Have a good day.